Lesson 1, Introduction. Undoubtedly, every human being is fitted for some sphere of usefulness, some industry by which he can benefit mankind and support himself in comfort. Just what we are fitted for must, almost invariably, be decided by ourselves, and the sooner the better, else we may plod among the thousands whose lives are miserable failures for the reason that they have missed their calling. In the consideration of piano tuning as a profession, one should first determine if he possesses the necessary qualifications, the most important of which are musical ear and some degree of mechanical ability. Having these, all else may be acquired by study. It is not necessary to possess a musical education or to be a musician, although a knowledge of music will be found a great aid. Still, an elementary knowledge of the principles of music is a necessity to the student of this course, as it has been found impossible to avoid the use of a few technical terms. In most cases, however, they are set forth in such a way that they will be readily apprehended by anyone who has even a slight knowledge of the fundamental principles of music. In teaching piano tuning, it is the custom of the Central School of Piano Tuning, for which these lessons were originally prepared, to have all students prepare 2 lessons in harmony as a test of their acquaintance with the intervals and chords used in tuning. The lessons are not difficult, and they embody only those principles which are essential to the proper understanding of the keyboard, the intervals of the diatonic scale and the major common chord in the 12 different keys, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, B-flat, D-flat, E-flat, G-flat, and A-flat. In connection with the harmony lessons, we use as a textbook Clark's Harmony, and the student is required to master the first 2 chapters and prepare manuscripts upon each of the lessons. Below is a number of the most important questions selected from those lessons upon which manuscripts have been written. 1. Every white key on the piano represents an absolute pitch. By what names are these pitches known? How are the black keys named? 2. How many tones constitute the diatonic scale? Give numerical names. 3. Intervals are measured by steps and half steps. How many steps from 1 to 3 in the diatonic scale? 1 to 4, 1 to 5, 3 to 5, 5 to 8, 1 to 8? 4. Why is there no black key between E and F and between B and C? 5. From 1 to 3 is called an interval of a third. From 3 to 5, also a third. From 1 to 5, a fifth. They are so called because they include, respectively, 3 and 5 members of the diatonic scale. What is the interval 3 to 6, 2 to 5, 5 to 8, 2 to 6, 1 to 8, 6? Thirds are of 2 kinds. Major thirds embrace 2 whole steps. Minor thirds embrace a step and a half. What kind of a third is 1, 3 in the diatonic scale? 2, 4, 3, 5, 6, 8. 7. What do we mean by the term fundamental of a chord? What is added to it to complete the common chord? 8. What absolute pitches comprise the common chord of C? What kind of interval between the first 2 members? What between the first and last? What between the second and last? 9. What tones would you use if told to strike the common chord of C in 4-part close harmony using the fundamental for the highest tone? 10. How many keys are there between the fundamental and the third? How many between the third and the fifth? How many between the fundamental and the fifth when the fifth is played above the fundamental? 11. How many keys are there between the 2 comprising a perfect fourth? 12. What keys of the piano keyboard comprise the common chord founded upon G as the fundamental, upon F, upon F sharp, upon G sharp, upon B flat, upon D flat, upon E flat, upon D, upon E, upon A, upon B? If one is able to answer these questions correctly, he is qualified to begin the study of piano tuning.